Hey, hey, mama, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Today, you are in for a treat as I am sharing four tips of my extremely simple, almost no budget, yes, I said no budget, budgeting system that will have you spending no more than 20 minutes a paycheck to complete. These are four things that you need to set in place so that you too can have a budgeting system that gives you back your time. I mean, between babies, work, homeschooling, your garden, and all the things that you do already, you don't have time to reinvent the wheel every single time that you get a paycheck. So, my friend, let's dive into this episode and get it rolling so that you too can have a no-budget budgeting system that takes you less than 20 minutes to do. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey mama, I want to invite you to go and grab a budget checkup. This is a 1 hour call with me that is going to get you sticking to your budget by learning what your spending habits truly are right now and finding out where your money is going each and every month. Just because everyone blames it on coffee and Netflix, and I'm sure you totally agree with this, that's what we hear all over, is that it's all them subscriptions and it's the coffee that we want that sometimes brings us joy, but that's not always the case in why our money isn't going where we want it to go and we tend to overspend in areas. And that is what I want to help you figure out, where you are overspending, and help you figure out a plan so that you can actually stick to your budget and achieve those goals that you dream of. Maybe you want to go on vacation, or maybe you want to pay off your house, or you know, get debt free. All those are great options to pick from. Or maybe you've got something totally different that you and your family have always wanted to do, but you can't do it if you're constantly overspending. And that, my friend, is why I want to invite you to grab a budget checkup so that we can look at what it is that you're doing and get it, you know, reined in and make it so that you can actually achieve those goals. So again, go head over and get a budget checkup. Go to bit.ly/budget checkup so that we can track, goal set, and keep you on budget. Alrighty, so I'm sure you're anxiously awaiting to hear what these four tips are to build a budget that essentially is no budgeting, right? But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about how this budgeting system even came to be. So I have done like all the budgets you can think of. I've constantly changed them up, doing multiple different things because I really just enjoy budgets, and I've tried to figure out, you know, what one suits our family best. And the zero-based budgeting, I mean, it worked, but I didn't really like the way Dave Ramsey had it set up. It just seemed so overwhelming and it was difficult to keep track of. And then I fell into one that Chelsea Joe, somebody online that I'm sure you probably have heard of. If not, go check her out. She also gave me a system that was for like stay at home or work from home moms when you have like inconsistent income, you know, so it's hard to keep track of everything and actually save and all that. She has a whole spiel on why she set it up and how she set it up following that book. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the book. It's very popular. If I think of it, I'll throw it in the show notes, but I'm drawing a blank on what the name of the book is. Anyways, she based her system off of that book and it was awesome. And I tried it and it was essentially like setting everything up as a percentage and having multiple different accounts where you would just separate everything out, and it would help like save up for those long-term expenses, the yearly expenses, you know, like you'd have a car account and you would save up for your yearly registration for your cars or, you know, maintenance on them and stuff by having that money put in there. So it's essentially like getting rid of the sinking fund area and implementing a savings system in the account you already have. But you have to be very, very disciplined at not spending that money. That's one thing I learned. It was kind of difficult to do because we'd go, oh, hey, we've got more gas money, instead of going, oh, hey, but we need to be able to save that for, you know, expenses like oil and, you know, I about said dishwashing detergent. Wow. Windshield wipers is where I was going with that. Man, I don't know where my brain was going there. Anyways, that was like the system that she had, and it was really kind of difficult to track for me. It was hard to keep up with when I would see the amount on my account and be like, oh, I have the money to spend that on gas. But in all reality, like I said, I really didn't, because that was supposed to be saving up for the expenses that were long term. And it was difficult to complete, to keep track of, to stick with. And I finally figured out a way that just really worked well for me, that I could keep track of, that I could follow, that didn't seem overwhelming. It wasn't reinventing the wheel every time, because that's what I loved about Chelsea's system, is that it was literally a plug it in there, move the money, and you're done. And it was great. I didn't want to get rid of it because I loved how it only took like 5 minutes and I was done budgeting for that paycheck. And I used to do it, you know, paycheck by paycheck, where I would sit down, figure out what bills I needed to pay. But then you got that whole, well, if you got more bills at the beginning and less bills at the end, then maybe you don't have enough money for gas or enough money to get, you know, groceries for that month. And you really had to sit down and figure that out. And it was just more thinking than I really wanted to put into budgeting. And I like to budget. So I was like, man, I really just need to figure out something that goes with what I want. I want it to be quick. I want it to be simple. I want it to be, you know, not overwhelming. And this system just kind of fell into my lap. It was just like me mixing things that I already knew, things that I already enjoyed, that didn't take a lot of time. And it just was like, boom, there it is. And I loved it. So that is why I want to share this with you, because this system is seriously going to change your life. And I guess I'm not sharing the whole system with you, but I'm sharing the most important pieces of the system that will, you know, get you to having a quick budgeting system. And that's exactly what we want. We don't want it to be overwhelming. We want it to be simple, quick, and easy, because we've got other things to do than to sit down and worry about our finances. And if we're sitting down staring at our finances more than 20 hours every 2 weeks, or if you do it weekly, I mean, it could probably be done quicker if you do it weekly, but that's not the point. The point is to just not be sitting there staring at your finances and allowing your brain to be thinking about the money and less about what it is that you're doing. So we just want you to be able to get in and get out and to be able to focus on the things that you truly enjoy while also achieving your financial goals and living that abundant life that you just really want to like embrace. So let's get into it. So the first thing that I want to share with you for this system is that you need to set it up in Excel. Yeah, I know there are budgeting systems out there. There's apps. There are, you know, you can do it on paper, which I guess if that's the way you like it, that's great. However, if you have this set up in Excel, and maybe someday I'll create an app for it, that would be awesome. It's a little over my head though, but we'll see. Anyways, if you set it up in Excel, all you have to do is type in the amount that you got paid that week. And then boom, it does the rest for you once you have it set up and in place. It's like a 2-second thing that takes no time whatsoever to do. And I love it. I am a person that loves to do things pen and paper. I love writing things down. I'm old fashioned. Normally, like, I'll go and create even episodes like this. Most of the time, I will write them out on pen and with pen and paper before I even do it, instead of, you know, using an Google document. And so I know what it's like. I love the paper and pen thing, but when I set up this Excel spreadsheet and it takes next to no time to do, that is what I love about it. And I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to sit down and try to figure out everything that needs to be in the budget. I just have it there and done, which brings me into my next point, which is to have a budget overview. So a budget overview is it's pretty much like a budget that you normally see, but it has like your normal variable spending, which is like your groceries and your spending money, you know, your church money, the things that aren't constant, that don't stay the same each and every month, no matter how hard we try. They don't stay the same, right? And then you want your monthly expenses. So I include in my monthly expenses both my fixed expenses and my bills, which your fixed expenses are things like their loans. So it's your mortgage, it's a vehicle payment, that kind of stuff where you had to take a loan out for it, school loans kind of thing. And then I just combine that with my bills because then I know the due date, I know when it comes out. It's an expense that stays the same. I mean, sometimes like your electric, it can change a little bit, but you have like that idea of how much it's going to be roughly monthly. And so I have that spot, then I have the yearly expenses spot so that I know if there's an expense coming up that reoccurs every single year. And then I have a sinking fund spot where if things are coming up like holidays or school, or, you know, I like to have a health account instead of having an HSA. I just have my own special health account. So when we get sick, you know, you usually have to go and get more medication because you're out of your Tylenol and that kind of stuff. So that's what I have. But anyways, that's off on another tangent. I have my sinking funds, and then I just have it all in one sheet. And all I do is duplicate that same sheet every single month. And in the income area, I type in the amount. It goes through, subtracts everything that has to come out that month. And then I have my leftovers. What isn't put in there gets put in a leftover spot. And it's so nice because I don't have to try to figure out what bills need to be paid. I don't have to figure out, well, how much did I spend on groceries last time? Do I need to change it? Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't track your expenses and change things and tweak things as you go along, which you totally and definitely should, which is what my last episodes have been about. So if you don't know about that, definitely go check those out. Because you definitely need to be tracking your finances and tweaking your variable spending along the way. But by having this budget overview, you have everything in sight. You know how much things are. And yes, you know, with inflation, some insurance has went up, like the internet maybe has went up. I know my trash has went up. So there are things that do change along the way, which you need to tweak on your monthly overview. But it's not like you have to sit down and reinvent the wheel and try to figure out, well, this needs to be in here and this needs to be in here. Or when I sat down to do a budget by paycheck system, I had to figure out, you know, which bills I had to pay and then had to figure out the amount. No, it's all in one location. And it just makes life so much easier not having to figure that all out. So then that moves in to my next point, which is after you have your overview, on your overview, you have what I mentioned is a leftovers account. And this leftovers account, which this is the part where in Chelsea's system, even though I loved it, if I had something come up that was unexpected, I didn't have like an amount that could just go towards that. I had to go, well, am I going to pull this from the house account? Am I going to pull this from the car account? Am I going to pull it from the savings? You know, where is this unexpected? And I'm talking things like, oh, maybe I want to buy something for a birthday, or there's a wedding that came up that I didn't think about, or a doctor's bill came out that I needed to pay, you know, things that just happen in life. And if you have like a calendar budgeting system, you would see and you'd be able to budget that in there. But with her system where everything just went somewhere, I didn't have like a miscellaneous account. And that's what was like, well, I don't know what to do. And so in this system that I have what I call a leftover account. Now, you don't have to have like a legit account. If you don't want to, I do suggest having more than one account, which I will have an episode on how many accounts I believe each family should have. However, this system has what I call a leftover amount that you can sit down and you can go, okay, well, this month I didn't get a lot of money in, so there was like $60 left over. What am I going to do with that $60? Is it going to sit there in case something comes up? Or did something happen last week that I need to replenish? Like, did someone get sick and so I need to put money back into the health account? Did we spend a whole bunch of gas and now we're on empty when we like to stay on full? Do I need to put more money into the gas tank and fill up my vehicle so I'm not running on empty? There are so many things you can do. And the best thing about this system is with that leftover amount, you can actually, like, that's the smallest amount that you have to figure out what to do. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and figure out where every single dollar goes, you know where 90% of your money is going. This is a small amount that you can decide, oh, we want to go on a date. Let's use that money for a date. Oh, we want to go to the park. Let's go to the park. Park doesn't really take a lot of money, but if there are rides, you know, it could take some. But that's what I mean. Like with that leftover amount, you can look at your calendar, see what's going on. If nothing's going on, then you can use that leftover for whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe it's a little extra that you're going to throw at a bill, or maybe it's a little extra, or not a bill, some debts. That's what I meant to say. So like the mortgage or a pickup payment to become debt-free, or maybe throw it into a vacation account so that you can go on that vacation. You know, that's exactly what this leftover account is for. It's to make you feel less like bound. It's to make you feel like you have decisions that you can make with your finances instead of feeling like you have nothing. And even if it's $5, even if it's $10, you know, it doesn't matter. Maybe you've got $200 extra that you can work with this paycheck, but it just gives you that freedom to not feel so stuck and like you can't move and you can't breathe. It allows you to choose what you want to do with that leftover money instead of, you know, having everything gone and put in a place that just makes you feel like you can't do anything, like you're poor, like you can't go out and have a little bit of fun. And that's exactly what I want for you. I want you to feel like you can go out and live. I want you to feel like you can spend a little bit on gifts if that's what you like to do, if that's what brings you joy. But you also need to know like a limit. You need to set rules around it. You need to know what to do with that leftover. And maybe I'll do I'll do an episode on the leftover account to help you really like utilize it at its best and make it work for you so that you get the freedom that you're looking for instead of feeling stuck and like you can't breathe and like your money is controlling you instead of you controlling your money. Okay, so that is the first three tips. So set it up in Excel, have a budget overview, and then have a leftover account or area or however you want to follow it. Like I said, I suggest having accounts, but if you don't want to do it that way, that's okay. But point number four is kind of the thing that really just exploded this whole system. It made it work so well that I don't really even have to think much when it comes to budgeting. And that is, I have combined, which I mentioned this a little bit in the budget overview, but I have combined my monthly expenses into one amount and then divided it by the amount of paychecks I have. So say I have all these expenses and they add up to, let's just make it easy, $1,000 a month. We all know that that's not true, but for ease of math, let's just say that it adds up to $1,000 a month. So I get two paychecks a month. What I would do is divide that by two. So $500 would come out of each paycheck. And it just made my life so much easier when I did that. Because before with the budget by paycheck system, when I would try to figure out, you know, well, what expenses do I have this month? Do I need to pay the mortgage? Because the mortgage is so outrageously more than, you know, the rest of my expenses. And trying to balance that out so that it wasn't overwhelming was just terrible. Sometimes I'd end up with like $50 a month after paying bills. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. So when I finally figured out how to make this, it's pretty much like turning it into a monthly system. It just made it so much easier. Then I didn't have to worry about how much would come out of each paycheck and whether I could get groceries that paycheck or if I had to wait till next paycheck. It made life so much easier by combining those expenses and then dividing them by paycheck. Trust me when I say it's a game changer, it is a game changer. It has made my budgeting so much easier and so much less overwhelming. I have been able to do more things with my family, save more, pay off debt easier than if I were trying to figure out, you know, what bills I needed to pay. The budget by paycheck method is great for those who can do it, but when you're living on as little of income as we are, you know, with the one income, it can be stressful and difficult to manage, and then trying to figure out where the rest of that leftover income can go and how to do it, or even if you have any based on that system, that's where the overspending can come so easily. Because if you only have $50 to go get groceries, you know, that can be overwhelming and stressful. And trust me, this takes the stress out of it by dividing up those expenses per paycheck so that it's an even amount. My goodness, my mouth does not want to keep up with my brain right now. Anyway, so that it's an even amount coming out each paycheck instead of different numbers that just can be so stressful and overwhelming to try to figure out. And it's just like reinventing the wheel. This prevents it and it makes it so much easier. So if that is the only thing you do that you take from this episode, please go and implement it. Go and combine your expenses so that your life is so much easier and less stressful, and you can actually get there to your goal that you have easier because you can see things instead of trying to picture it in a system where everything's just, you know, going back and forth and numbers aren't staying the same. This makes it easier. It takes the stress out of it. And go and do this. Like I said, if this is the only thing you do, do it. Okay, so let's wrap up. What did I talk about? I talked about setting up seriously, I can't talk now. Okay, so we're setting up an Excel spreadsheet. so that it's simple and easy, and all you have to do is type in a simple income amount and it subtracts it for you. It puts it over into your leftover account. Once you have your budget overview set up, then it subtracts it for you and puts it into your leftover account. These kind of all go together, so I'm trying not to jump over one or the other. And then having your monthly expenses combined into one even amount that is taken out of your paycheck every time you get paid. I'm struggling now. Maybe it's time to stop the episode before I confuse you any more than I already have. Okay, so I hope that this episode has really brought your, like, opened your eyes to a new way of budgeting so that it's quicker, easier, less stressful, and gives you back the time that you would like. And maybe this way, instead of focusing on your budget each and every single time, you can budget, or you can think more about, like, being frugal and making decisions on cutting costs or saving. You know, there's so many options that you can do to make your money work for you instead of against you. So I pray that this episode has blessed you, and I will see you next week. Hey mama, before you go though, I do want to invite you again to go and grab a budget checkup. This is a 1-hour call that's going to get you staying on budget by learning what your spending habits truly are and finding out where your money is going each month. Not only that, but we also set up your budget overview together once we figured out what your spending habits are. And that budget overview is going to be amazing, and it's going to get you places that, like I said, it's just going to really help you take the stress away and get you to saving and, you know, achieving those goals that you truly want. Because most people are going to blame the overspending on, you know, Netflix or coffee or, you know, buying those gifts that you like to get for friends and family. But that's not always the truth. So I want to help you figure out what your true spending habits are and help you create a budget overview that's going to help you succeed and stick to that budget. So head on over to bit.ly/budget checkup so that we can track, goal set, and keep you on budget. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.